BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Beyond the forests, beyond the valleys, beyond the mountains, there's another world.
Brother, where are the ships come from?
Judging by the flags, it would seem they're Irish.
Dawn reveals 13 ships at anchor in the bay.
They dare arrive uninvited on my shores in such numbers? We will scold them for their impudence.
Big Bran's giant hands scoop into the pebbles at the top of the beach.
I could sink the whole fleet with this handful of stones.
We should find out what they want before we attack.
If their true intentions are hostile, then whoever goes out there is certain to be killed. What man would be foolish enough to take such a risk?
I will go, Your Majesty.
What? Prideri, no!
Who are you?
Oh, Prideri of Dyved. We met briefly last night.
Didn't you upset me?
There was a small misunderstanding, but it would be an honour to perform this task for you. I am an excellent oarsman.
Very well. Fetch this man a coracle.
From the Red Book of Hergest. These are the tales of the Mabinogi.
If you're such a great oarsman, why am I doing all the rowing?
I'm also an expert navigator.
Why did you volunteer anyway?
If I can prove myself useful to King Bran, then maybe he'll let me start courting Branwyn.
You're keen all of a sudden.
Look, an alliance between Gwyneth and Dyved makes good sense.
She's also stunning. I don't suppose that has anything to do with it.
Can't say I noticed.
Liar.
As we draw near the lead vessel, we see a man standing on the prow, brandishing a heavy sword.
State your business.
We are sent by Bran the Blessed to greet you.
I don't like this.
Draw alongside.
They sound friendly enough.
Don't have all day.
It'll be fine. I promise.
Come on. This way.
On the deck, warriors frisk us for weapons and make us kneel before their leader.
On your knees.
I am Matalach, King of the Irish.
You are welcome in Wales. Bran the Blessed wishes only to know the object of your visit before greeting you ashore in person.
And he sent you to find out, did he?
I volunteered.
Brave lad. What's your name?
Prideri, Prince of Dyved.
Now how old are you?
18.
Have you proved yourself in battle, boy?
Not as such.
Never been with a woman.
I'm not sure that's relevant.
18, you say?
Yes.
Have you any idea how many men I'd killed by the time I was your age?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Don't get clever with me, sonny. No.
He is easily able to lift Prideri off the deck, holding him by the throat.
Your Majesty, please!
If he dies here, you will pay a heavy price.
Who asked you?
You can see King Bran waiting on the beach. The big one with the stones in his hands. I have only to give the signal and he will sink your fleet before you have time to pull up the anchor.
Can we all lighten up here? I'm only messing!
You almost killed him.
Ah, you're all right, aren't you, Prideri's son?
Yeah, fine.
There, you see. Now, you get yourself back in that tub and take a message to shore. Say that Matalach, King of all Ireland, has come to propose a match to unite the crowns of our two peoples forevermore.
What match?
Well, I am here to claim Princess Branwyn as my bride.
Nobles of Gwynedd, my people!
At the foot of a standing stone on the clifftop, the people gather to hear their king speak.
Here we go. My chances of marrying Bramwyn are about to be snuffed out forever.
Hmm?
Are you even listening to me?
Do you have a strange feeling here?
I get the feeling my heart is about to be broken and I'll live the rest of my life pining for an unrequited love.
There's an energy. It's powerful. The other world is close to the surface.
What are you talking about?
There's something here. I can feel it.
The standing stone seems to glow in the twilight.
After carefully considering the King of Ireland's offer, I have decided to accept. Matholwch, I will grant you my sister as your bride. You will be bound to each other as a symbol of your union. By custom, you will remain hand-fasted in this way for a week, and we will feast day and night.
And so a week of feasting begins. Bran the Blessed has two brothers.
Congratulations to you both.
Nissian, whose nature is sweet.
I hope you'll be very happy.
Thank you, Nissian.
That's very kind of you, brother. Thank you.
The other brother is Evnissian. On the third day of feasting, he arrives.
What's going on? Why is Branwen tied to that ugly little man? Answer me! Are you mad?
It's a good match. For her and for Gwynedd.
Why would you marry Branwen to the king of a festering marsh? I refuse to give my blessing.
I'm eldest. My decision. Now this is a feast. And not a wake.
Boars trotter?
No, I do not want another bloody boars trotter. I want to go home.
I've got an idea for a new poem.
Really?
It's called The Sighs of Pryderi.
You have no idea what it feels like seeing the woman you love secured by ribbon to another man.
You've barely spoken to her.
There's a connection.
Right.
There are deep waters within me. Deep and troubled waters.
There he is. Young Pryderi, the messenger boy.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Still a virgin? Can you believe he's still a virgin, Bronwyn?
He's a handsome boy. I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
Who is she, Pryderi?
Who's who?
Who's the one?
The what?
The one you're waiting for.
Is it the poet?
Me?
Are you the one?
Absolutely not.
Have you got a thing for the poets, Pryderi?
No.
Oh, come on, you can tell me.
I have.
A word of advice, hmm? Remember, you're a prince. You can do a whole lot better than her.
Isn't that right, love?
Easy now.
Don't sell yourself short, Pryderi.
The sighs of Pryderi are deep as the sea. Desire bewitched him entirely.
7 days of feasting are done. The Irish are joined to the people of Gwynedd with an unbreakable bond. Now, young lovers, you have my blessing to seal your union.
May our night be a busy one, filled with pleasures!
This is a travesty. These fools cheer that some lout has granted permission to ravage my sister.
Sickening, I know.
The Irish are no friends to our people. Never have been. Fill up my beak, will you?
There you go.
What do you make of their king?
I'm not overly keen.
It's an insult to me and every man in Gwynedd.
Yeah. Someone ought to do something.
You're right. Come with me.
Why?
Something must be done. And we are the men for the job.
Where
I follow them, across the sands, the pebbles, onto a winding path up through the dunes. Evnissian striding ahead, Pryderi tottering behind. They reach the Irish camp. It's deserted. All the men gathered around the fire on the beach. Only the horses remain, tethered to the trees.
Are you with me, Pryderi?
What are you going to do?
Strike back.
Evnissian, put the knife away.
By the time he's finished, the horses are a sorry sight.
To the boats! We're leaving!
Matholwch, I'm your wife. Take me with you.
No insult since the dawn of time was ever so grievous.
Halley!
Where are you going?
I arrived to seal an alliance, and this is how I am treated.
I granted you my sister.
And she is one of the three great queens of this land. The rest of you are nothing but dogs!
Matholwch, don't leave me.
I couldn't bear to lay with any Welsh woman after what has happened to my horses.
Please.
You cannot abandon her.
This is a wicked place, and the people are vipers. Forward, men!
Branwen is inconsolable.
Princess, I am so, so sorry.
I'm ruined. Evnissian has destroyed me.
I tried to stop him.
You were with him?
Yeah, but I didn't know what he was going to do.
I'll take a knife and mutilate me.
What?
I'm no longer a virgin. And I'm alone. Life's not worth living.
Princess, please forgive me. Princess!
The sighs of Pryderi are many and long, singing the tune of a heart's broken song.
Ah, I should have cut him down!
We need to find a way to appease the Irish.
Like what?
There must be something!
I look up from the beach at the standing stone on the clifftop, raised by ancestors more distant in time than I am from the stars.
That's where we'll find it.
What?
We must speak to the king. Trust me on this.
There's another world beside ours. Of this much I'm certain.
Like gripping stories? Get engrossed in drama on BBC Sounds.